This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The North American Aerospace Defense Command has released new information about last Tuesday's hijackings. It says fighter jets were only 8 minutes away from one of the airliners when it crashed into the World Trade Center. Two other military jets were 12 minutes away when a jet hit the Pentagon. After the Pentagon was hit, President Bush authorized fighters to shoot down any other aircraft that threatened targets in Washington. NORAD monitors the skies over the United States and Canada for threats. U.S. intelligence agencies are playing a key role in planning military action against those responsible for last week's terror strikes, but the failure to detect the planning of the attacks has drawn strong criticism. Retired Lieutenant General Claudia Kennedy served as Deputy Chief of Staff for Army Intelligence from 1997 to 2000. She spoke with NPR's Alex Chadwick.
Given what's happened in the last week, can government leaders have faith in the U.S. intelligence system? I mean, we missed a huge attack on our country.
Well, you know, I'm not sure that this should be entirely characterized as an intelligence failure. People want to say that because it sounds like something that might get at the problem. But I think the problem has to do with whether we treat these various bits of information we get about terrorism as the precursor to a court case, or whether we treat it as early warning of an imminent attack by terrorism. And the important thing here is that we are no longer in the business of trying to get these guys in a courtroom. What we need to do now is disrupt their operation against U.S. citizens.
As an intelligence officer and planner, how is your thinking going to change? How is your behavior going to change depending on this way that you've outlined things?
Our entire response to information changes depending on whether we take it as a criminal matter or as a military matter. When we're thinking about it as a criminal matter, we're looking for more evidence, we're trying to make sure that we've dotted all the I's and that we've obeyed all of the various rules having to do with evidence and that sort of thing. When we think about this as a military matter, the first few signs of a terrorist activity, we'll take that as early warning of an imminent attack, and we'll deal with it instantly, and we won't let it go so far as to end in the deaths of so many people. And we can't let anybody else die as a result of our sitting there thinking that what we're going to do is get them into a court of law.
Had we been thinking about Osama bin Laden in terms of legal process rather than trying to get him as a wanted man, as a military threat to this country?
Well, I think we'd been thinking about him as one of the most wanted criminals. And I think what we need to be doing is thinking about this in broader terms. This activity of Osama bin Laden is mirrored in the activities of lots of other leaders of different terrorist groups. And what we need to be thinking about is we want to stamp out international terrorism wherever it originates. It's not enough just to get Osama bin Laden.
Are there tools that the intelligence community has that it could use that it's not using that perhaps would help in a military effort but wouldn't be used in a legal effort? What more could we do?
We could recruit more people to be in human intelligence, because in order to find out what Osama bin Laden or his top chiefs are doing and all of his counterparts in the other organizations located around the globe, we need to have people on the scene. We need to have in-depth relationships with other intelligence agencies that are gathering similar information. We need to be taking a hard look at the flow of money in and out of terrorist groups. That will be a very important way to track what they're doing and who's doing it. And we need to have a lot of attention paid to the communications among them.
Retired General Claudia Kennedy.